Hello, this is Michael Fanning with the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our short-form podcast where we'll be interviewing Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light, all in creating epic client service and work-life balance. Enjoy the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and welcome to the Windermere Coaching Minutes. And this is our podcast where we bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light. And today, I am delighted to have Kelly Martin joining me, and he is from Bozeman, Montana, with our Windermere office there. Kelly, how are you?
I'm excellent. Just recovering from Ninja, Michael. Thanks for having me.
For those of you listening, we did just have a Ninja last week in Utah, and actually in Park City, and Kelly was there, and I got to meet Kelly for the first time, and I will say it was a pleasure meeting you, Kelly. And you do have a great entertaining background, I know, because you were not shy at all throughout the course, and you actually helped others shine as well by you being willing to step out of your comfort zone, or maybe not. I think you were in your comfort zone from what I could tell.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy who is more comfortable being on stage in front of 1,000 people than being in the audience. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was very obvious. And so thank you for that. You make it easy for us. We're instructing. Well, the reason I've got Kelly on today is because we were talking when we were at Ninja. And Kelly has a Facebook group, and he also has a YouTube channel. When we think about real estate, you know, a lot of people think about homes, selling homes, buying homes, that type of thing, which is obviously it's the end goal, what we want to do. But what's more important is how we show up and help other people when it comes to living in a community and understanding the advantages. So, Kelly, tell me a little bit about kind of the concept that you came up with, first of all, with your Facebook group, and then secondly, with your YouTube channel.
Sure. Well, my owner broker, Kevin, had brought up at a meeting this summer, you know, at our weekly meeting, that he had found this couple that had they were both realtors, and they had a husband and wife team, and then they built one moving to Springfield, I think it was. And he said, this is, you know, a pretty good idea. Look at the videos. They posted videos of, you know, not only real estate things, but everything about the community. And so I said, well, I want to start that. And that night I had already built it. So basically the concept was that because of the crazy relocation here, I mean, I would say 70% of my clients last year the past year have been out of state. So I thought, well, what do they want to find out? How can I help them, you know, have their dream of moving up here? So it started by posting general things like the seasonal snowfall or rainfall in Bozeman, the average temperatures, the schools, the all about the university. And it just kind of naturally exploded. I have done zero marketing on this thing. And I believe I started at the end of July. And just by posting these little things, I've had more than 1,100 members join already. And I currently have 3 active clients, which the whole point was I never once have put on there anything about, except that, you know, if you're in the real estate market and you'd like to chat about anything, let me know. But it's mostly facts about Bozeman and the Big Sky area, you know, because I think that's would draw people to me naturally, and it's worked. So,
well, a couple of things come to mind is one, you're in one of the faster growing areas right now. I think it's between Montana, Idaho, and Eastern Washington, you know, just areas that are just booming. But absolutely, you know, people go online first. In fact, I think it was Zillow that talked about what they call the zero moments of truth, to where people are going online to seek information first, and then they find you. And so many times I see agents that market, right? So they're not, when they say marketing, they're really talking about themselves, as where you have now built this Moving to Bozeman Facebook group, and it's got great information. I was just looking through it just now, and it's got great information on there about, all kinds of things that I might want to know if, in fact, I was going to be going there. So what type of engagement do you get? Do people reach out to you? They ask you questions, then you engage with them right there online, or do you take it offline? Tell me a little bit about that.
Exactly. So I've had, of course, one thing you have to be cautious of is, you know, anything on Facebook or social media, you're going to get a lot of spamming and that type of thing. So I've set it up to where I moderate the members, and I make sure that before they can even post, I have to see who they are. I have them answer a few basic questions, because if you're moving to Bozeman, you would know that we are in Gallatin County. So that was how I set that up. I have three questions. Are you moving to Bozeman, Montana? Yes or no, or no, but I'd love to answer questions. And then what county are we in? And it's amazing how many people that has filtered out. So then when I built it, I started just with real estate stats, that type of thing. I would do at the end of the year, pull up info stats and pull out, you know, the Bozeman market, which is insane, by the way. Just to give you an idea, Michael, when I started at Windermere 2.5 years ago, the median price here was $389, and it just crossed $839. So
that's insane.
It's insane. Yeah. It's more than doubled. So before COVID, they said that the paper here said that there were approximately 4,500 people relocating to the Bozeman, Montana area yearly. They said once the pandemic hit, they think over 12,000 people relocated here. So I thought, how can I help them? How can I help them without just putting the generic, hey, hire me, I'm your agent, you know?
Right.
Once they see that I know and love the area, because a lot of the posts I'll do are about, you know, fun events that are coming up or things for kids or families. And the engagement just came to me naturally. I had a few people. The reason I brought up the moderation is because I had some people going, can anyone recommend a good agent? Okay. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah. So I changed my graphics to make it say brought to you by Kelly Martin Windermere up in the cover page, you know, because before that people were just thinking, you know, I don't think they really realized, they wouldn't read the about page. So the key is to always every week update, you know, and welcome the 40 new members or 50 new members. As soon as I get up to like 40 or 50, I put a welcome video together, and I send it through Messenger to all those people. I don't want to look salesy in it on the site. I want the site to be about Bozeman. That was my idea.
Yeah, no, I love it. And the other thing too is what's your cadence? So how often are you posting content to this group?
Well, I was doing it pretty regular. And then, you know, last week I didn't do much, but I don't want it to be a spam thing. So I'm trying to do now, my plan is, and I put it in my action items, I'm going to try to post 4 times a week with some salient fact about the area. Even if it is a listing, you know, I do put listings up once in a while, not my own necessarily,
right.
But that sort of thing, but mostly market stats, weather, you know, events coming up. So I'm going to try to be better, like 3 to 4 times a week. I spend so much time moderating the thing, you know, at first until I set it up properly, that it was by the time I got done with all that, because people were posting all their spam, I just make sure who they are before they join. So 4 times would be good to put 4. And I'm starting a video series that I'm going to do. I'm going to be doing videos all over the Bozeman area, you know, introducing different subdivisions. I'm going to go to each subdivision and talk about each area, you know, in the school system in each area. So that's the plan now, is to start a video series, do 2 videos a week, and then do 2 other posts about the area.
Well, and for those people listening going, okay, so Kelly's got all this time on his hand. Actually, Kelly closed $15 million in gross sales and does quite a bit of business. And so you're weaving this in, and this is just becoming another avenue for you to become the realtor of choice, is my guess, right? That this is just going to compound on top of the success you've already had.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I got big goals, Michael, you know, the ninja thing, you made me write them all down. I've got to do it. This is just a big part of it. I think it's an excellent way to get my name out there without actually putting my name out there. You know what I mean? It's like you said, providing value to people. People are relocating here without even have been to Montana, let alone Bozeman. So I'm just trying to feed as much information as I can. And if I become the expert, you know what? I'm going to be their expert, aren't I?
Right. And I love it. You're kind of casting into a pond that already exists, because a lot of times people say, well, how do I get their eyeballs? How do I do it? And as we were talking prior to the starting this podcast, you said that you haven't done any advertisement with this Facebook group at all.
No, I've done no advertising. I mean, I plan on it, maybe some national kind of advertising, but with Facebook and their keywords, people are finding it.
Right.
They are just finding it. It's crazy. And people, I notice a lot of my posts are shared 10, 20 times, so I'm just going to continue to increase that. And as long as Yellowstone is on TV, people are going to keep moving here.
I just watched the third episode of season 4 last night. It's not really like that, right?
No, not really. I mean, okay. It's a little bit, I actually have a client right now that flew in from Chicago last Saturday, and we went and looked at land all over Montana. They want to build here. And the reason why? Yellowstone. Unbelievable. I mean, for real, that's the reason they wanted to be here. And I wanted to say, season 1 wasn't really filmed here. It was in Utah, but now they're filming the other ones here. In fact, there's a prequel to it that is filming in Bozeman as we speak. Sam Shepard's in town with Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. They're here filming.
That's awesome.
For a while. Yeah.
Well, it is beautiful. It is beautiful there. And if you want space, Montana still has space. So
just don't share that secret with too many people.
I know. I won't. Yeah. So my other question for you is, so you set this up, you set this group up, and you've got people coming in off of it, and it's now generating real life business for you. So my question to you is, how did that business come about? I mean, what was kind of, walk us through, they clicked on something and you started talking with them. I mean, how did that turn into business?
Well, one of them, like I said, someone had posted, does anyone know of a good agent in Bozeman? We're relocating from the East Coast. And of course, everybody always want, like you taught us a ninja. If you've got someone to recommend you, they're going to recommend, and people love recommending. So the comment sort of exploded, and I had to make a post on there that said, hey, listen, I'm happy that you guys were all happy with your agent. Unfortunately, I am an agent, and this is, we're not allowing people to advertise whatnot. So I reached out privately. I send a private message to any client that is asking about an agent, or sometimes, and once they reached out directly to me, I have my number and website all over the group, at the top and whatnot. So it's been different, but most of them are in the comments, and I reach out to them, and next thing I know, they're texting me, and they're in my database. So it's I have one couple moving here in January. I set them up on an auto email, and they're going to be picking their house out. They're looking for a home. The other two are land deals and or land transactions. We don't say deals.
No, I love it. You picked it. I know we don't.
Yeah. So it's just incredible. I did nothing but build this group to have these people. And it was always in the comments is where I would reach out and say, this is what I do. I'm the one who writes and moderates this whole site. So then they're like, oh, this guy's an expert. So it's worked well. So it's basically been the comments, and one I had to private message, and they responded. So
that's terrific. And this is just growing. So right now you say you have 1.1K subscribers, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. So the other thing I noticed as I was going through your content is the other thing I really liked, and I was watching it, was the Bozeman happenings and hotspots. And I know you said you were doing these and then COVID hit and kind of did less. But the other thing I think that is really important for people listening is that, real estate is also about being civic minded, and how do we enhance the communities that we live in? And one of the ways to do that is to help substantiate business for the other businesses that surround, the Windermere office where you are. Talk to me a little bit about those, because I was watching some of those videos and they're great. I mean, you've got people that you're helping out, and you're also allowing other people to see what kind of great businesses exist in Bozeman.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, as we both know, video is where it's at these days as far as engagement goes. So when I first started at Windermere, I decided I was going to do weekly happenings, because I used to have a newspaper in Billings back where I'm from called the Good Times Weekly, and it was all the events happening. So it's kind of what I've done in the past, except that was in print. I decided, let's help out not only the businesses here, but it will, again, make me the expert, and it will, a lot of these posts were shared and whatnot. So I looked for businesses that were either remodeling, B, a new business, C, a seasonal business. So for example, one of our biggest posts was before the pandemic, 2 years ago, I did one at the corn maze, and that thing got shared all over Bozeman. And I was just interviewing the owner of this corn maze, people with families. That one really picked up speed. And then I would do new restaurants in town, interview the chef or the owner. People love that sort of thing. So we are going to pick that back up again. We did stop during the pandemic, but for a while I was doing one every week or two. And that's going to start again here in January.
So for some of the listeners, they may say, well, how do you approach them, or how do you figure out who to go talk to? I mean, what was your kind of method of your madness, if you will, about how you would pick who you want to talk to? And then also, how receptive were they when you came up and said, hey, we want to do this video for this purpose? I mean, what was your spiel, I guess?
Yeah. So, you know, before I went into real estate, I've been a business owner since I was 17. I've always owned my own businesses. So I know that any advertising is great advertising, right? So I would call the place and ask for the owner and just basically tell them who I was and what I was interested in doing. And there was never any pushback. Of course, they want to push their business, you know, they want eyeballs on it. So, hey, this guy's going to come out and do a free video, you know. And so we would go out with camera and we just sit down. And basically, I would just wing it. I've done this for so long, I could just ask questions about the business, and they're more than happy to help you to tell you all about it. In fact, they're always like, that was too short, can we do more?
But, right.
It was basically just approaching them. Any business owner who knows what they're doing is going to want all the publicity they can get. And it was a win-win for both of us. In fact, I did one for a new trampoline park that opened up here. You know, one of those indoor trampoline parks.
I watched that one. It was good.
Yeah. And I interviewed that gal, and she ended up buying a house from me. So it was, you know, just the weirdest thing, you know, but she remembered that, that I took the time to come in and interview her and talk about her business. So when it came time for her to purchase, you know, she calls me. So it's basically just reaching out to the owners or manager. Every once in a while, you know, if it's a restaurant and stuff, you want to make sure you don't go in on the busy times. You go in 3 p.m. and ask for the owner. Sometimes it's better to do it in person, you know, so they can put a face with you, so they're not going to think some weirdo is going to come in here. But yeah, so it's just a matter of asking. It's no harder than that. You just ask. And I never had one person turn me down.
Well, and I think if you think about, you know, in Ninja, we say we need to stop selling. And I think the key here is that, you know, we're all equity sensitive. And when you help others, others want to help you, or others start to trust you, and then they engage in your business. And I think the other piece, when I watch your videos, it's also being genuine. You were clearly having fun. You were engaging with the clients and helping them talk about themselves. And never once did I hear you say, oh, by the way, if you're watching this video and you're thinking about buying or selling anytime soon, you can also contact me, which is clearly wasn't your purpose in any way, shape or form. But because you help people and because you're doing it with other businesses, the business naturally flows to you. As long as you're doing it consistently and doing it well and showing up authentically and that's what I could see from your videos.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really enjoyed doing them. I mean, yeah, the only thing I would put at the end is I'm Kelly with Windermere Bozeman Downtown. You know, that's it.
I mean,
it was not selling myself. You know, people are going to watch these videos if they love this town. You know, they want to see what's happening. And you asked how I found which companies to go to. I did a lot from news stories. You know, I would read in the paper this new Italian restaurant's opening up, or the Sanctuary. There's a place down there, a Sanctuary Brewery, that they have their own brewery. And people get excited about new things like that. They want to see the inside of it. They want to hear what the menu looks like, you know. And that's kind of where I would lean, is basically new businesses. But my plan was then to move on to the established businesses. But yeah, I mean, being the expert is the key. Not pushing my services at all. I was kind of doing the Ninja way a little bit before even going to Ninja, based on this, you know, a little bit.
Right. Well, and I also think too, is that, you know, when you think about make it once and use often, this would also, I would assume, be a great avenue for you to then share with your existing sphere of the people that are currently living in Bozeman to say, wow, did you know that this is happening or this is opening up? It's just another resource for them. And then, you know, I would assume that they would share it out as well.
Well, here's the best part about it, Michael, is half of the people, or more than half of the people in that group, are people in Bozeman who love to answer questions. They're doing my job for me.
Right.
You know, there and someone's saying, can you suggest a moving place or an RV park? You know how people are when they want to recommend their favorite dentist or RV park or hotel or whatever they're going to. And so they're doing that work for me, which is valuable to the people that are visiting the site, extremely valuable. And I don't have to do all that. You know, I just kind of moderate and keep it going.
Right. So for the listeners, if they wanted to set up a group, do you have any tips for them and what you've learned so far in doing it?
Well, like I said before, the first thing you want to do is moderate it for sure. I had craziness happening. I mean, I'm getting like 10 to 20 people added to this group per day at least. And before it was like 50 because they were internet people from all over, you know, just spam, spam, spam. So definitely moderate it. You can't just let it go or it's just going to turn into junk, you know. That would be my first suggestion for sure. And then I think after this amount of time, I need to put more video on there. So that's the plan now. I can track my written posts as opposed to video. And it's not even close. As you know, people love video. They love watching video for some reason, especially if they're relocating here. They want to see what it looks like. They want to see the 360 mountain views. They want to see down to our cute little downtown, you know? So I think video and photos are essential. And trying to think, how can I help people moving here without putting my name all over it, putting myself as the expert, like you said, those would be my big suggestions. And you're going to see mine grow a lot. Mine were basic posts about mostly real estate stats in the area and weather and, you know, the market, the job, the economy, things like that. And that's what people wanted to see. But now I think video is where it needs to lean towards. And interestingly, I'm also starting a video series in this will be a totally separate. I will post these on my group, but they'll also be on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, on my Instagram. And I'm going to do a 2-minute Bozeman newscast. I mean, I got the green screen, everything. It looks like I'm going to be a newscaster, right? But it's going to be parody of the news. It's going to be comedy about Bozeman. Yeah. So it's going to be, I've already started writing the scripts. I have a kind of a lifetime history of writing comedy. I used to write my own shows for our dinner theater that I owned back in Billings. And one of it was a newscast I did, kind of a parody SNL type newscast, but it's going to be all about the central Montana and the Bozeman area, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm pretty excited to get that started.
Well, you know what I love is that, and I can tell just from the short time that we got to know each other over the 4 days, is that you do have a passion for engaging with people and making people laugh. And I think when you follow that path and you incorporate it into your business, success comes from that. So I think that's great. In fact, what is your Instagram? What's your Instagram handle? Because I'm gonna make sure that you and I are connected because I want to see this.
Yes. So let's see. I'm trying to remember what it is off the top of my head. I know my personal one, but I think it's Kelly Martin Windermere Bozeman, I think is what okay. The title is. So I'll have to look that up for you. But it's Windermere Bozeman downtown. You could find it on there for sure.
I'll find it.
I have a marketing gal who handles a lot of my posts. So she's kind of in charge of that.
Well, I will make sure we put that in the show notes so people want to find you. And then the only other thing I was going to ask you is when it comes to your videos that you shoot, I know you mm-hmm. said you don't script them and you just, you go in with the camera and shoot them and you keep them to a certain time frame. I mean, short.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't do long ones. I mean, we try to keep them under 3 minutes depending on what it is, but you know, three to 4 minutes, you know, anything more than that, you know, it's a little lengthy. So yeah, you try to keep them real short. I would say under 5 minutes would be ideal.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, for everybody listening, hopefully you heard from Kelly that, you know, being in this business is absolutely, I mean, we are helping people buy and sell homes and we do that very professionally, but at the end of the day, it's about how we help others to solve maybe a question that they have in their mind or better understand geographically about a location they're thinking of moving to or finding resources for what they need and just becoming that source. And the more you become that source, the more you help. I was listening to a podcast the other day, Kelly, and the gentleman said, if you want to triple your income, then just go help 20 more people today than you helped yesterday. And I think that what you're doing by building that group and answering questions is helping people decide if, one, if Bozeman's a great place for them to move to. And number two, since you're there, you're connecting with clients that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. That's the whole idea. You know, it's my slogan on the back of my, going back to the entertainment part, is making real estate fun. It says it on the back of my vehicle. It says it on everything I have. And what I mean by that is, as you know, real estate can be super stressful for people. Not only just the moving, but the purchasing, the negotiating, all that sort of thing. I try to be real light with my clients. You know, I mean, I take it very seriously, but yeah, we try to keep it fun. Definitely.
I love it. So if anybody listening, because we do have people that are non-real estate agents, if you're listening and you want to move to Bozeman, Kelly, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is mybozemanhome.com. By the way, that is my Instagram handle. I just looked. It's mybozemanhome.
Okay.
And or they can give me a call, 406-591-3335, or Kelly Martin, just like it sounds, KellyMartin at windermere.com.
That is perfect. Well, Kelly, any last words, any little wisdoms and nugget before we call it a day?
Yeah, I mean, try these things. If people try these things, you know, I just threw it out there to see if it would stick. And, you know, it's really stuck. And you won't know until you try.
Yeah.
It's the best way. Because, for example, my Facebook page, my business Facebook page for Windermere, doesn't get near the engagement as my group does. Not near. It's, you know, half or a third. So, yeah, it's sometimes, like you said, and it, again, the ninja way, it absolutely works. Engage, get the people what they want, and they'll come to you. Build it, and they will come, Michael.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, hey, thank you so much. And for our listeners, thank you for listening. And if we're hitting the mark, will you please let us know by commenting? And also, if you found this to be interesting, we would really appreciate it if you share it out and give it a rating. And Kelly, I just want to say thank you to you for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. And it was great getting to know you over the last 4 days when we were in Utah.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
All right, everybody. Hey, like we always end, remember to be awesome and help somebody and to make it a great day. And we'll talk to you again soon.
We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. If you found this content interesting, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. Also, if you're a real estate agent with an epic idea and you're doing something great to create great client service or work-life balance, or maybe both, please reach out to us at fanning@windermere.com. And we always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day.